Have you ever met yet, Glenn, or talked with Zachariah Sitchin?
No.
I would love to overhear a conversation between you two.
Well, you know, Zachariah has done a marvelous job of a couple of things. I have some issues with him, which, you know...
Well, and tell me the areas that you do have issues with.
Yeah. Well, I think he's added to the text, the Sumerian text, things that were never written in the Sumerian
text.
Okay,
or overinterpreted them, maybe?
Actually manufactured them.
All right.
But let me give you one illustration of the thing that I would have an issue with. If you were to take the Anunnaki exposition that's traveled the world into the Royal British Museum and the one that traveled into the Louvre,
okay,
these are the artifacts themselves, you find out that the principal artifact or the statue which represents the Anunnaki,
mm-hmm,
if you look at it, it'll dawn on you in about 2 seconds that this man is nailed to a cross.
He's nailed to a cross. So it's, all right, all right.
And he's been asked the question, what about this? What did the Sumerians know about the coming of a Messiah figure? He says, I'd like to talk about that. That's not my area of interest. And he has avoided the subject. And I can't frankly blame him. He's an atheist, and that's fine with me. That's no fur off my coat, you know. So, but nevertheless, the bigger picture is the connecting of the dots of all the life forms in the universe that were created. And Einstein knew about the fingerprints of the creator in the universe, and that's as far as religious as we're going to get tonight. but the fact that the universe was created. And here's the other issue I'd have with Zachariah. Zachariah suggested the Anunnaki came here in order to and created a slave force
to mine gold.
To mine gold. Now, if you go out and take the tour at Newmont and Barrick gold mines in Elko, Nevada,
all right,
which I have, I got the pristine tour from Calvin Hunter, who worked for the Barrick and Newmont gold mines. I was there. If you look in the desert, they have this thing that looks like a great big oil refinery. And you go, my goodness, what's this oil refinery doing here? And Calvin or Duffy explained to me that this isn't an oil refinery. What they are doing is taking minerals that are not gold yet and cooking them into being gold.
Alchemy at its best.
It's our state of the art of alchemy. And it exists now. Now, if we can do that today, then what the heck are the aliens traversing the universe to come here and dig for gold?
So, in your opinion then, though, do you think he was partially wrong or totally wrong? I mean, did we get visited by these beings?
We got visited, but the purpose of their visit was not to mine gold. That's ludicrous.
Okay.
The purpose of why they came here, we're going to talk a little bit about why they came here, but there's a larger picture involved, and we tend to pick up on our on areas of our expertise, and we focus on them, and by doing so, we distort the picture. When in reality, what we ought to do is relax, look at all of the departments at the university. Go from one building to the next and see where we can connect the dots. Because there is a bigger picture involved here.
Tell us, as you began to investigate the subject matter for tonight, what was the method that you used? How did you go about getting your data together?
Well, I have it all on the east wall. not to be flippant. But I have long believed that we have mislabeled the people who have come and visited the Earth, and we've mislabeled the people who have left here and gone there. Let's just talk about the ones that have come here and then have gone back there and then come here again. And one of the biggest groups, there's more entities in the universe than just angels and mortals, okay?
All right.
That's ridiculous. And there's more entities than just angels, mortals, and aliens. There are a lot more than that. But one of the principal groups of people who we see that interact with this mortal life have been called Watchers. Now, we all know about the Watchers because the Watchers are mentioned in Genesis 6. These were the men of old the men of renown. The Bible talks about them in glowing terms. They call them the Book of Jubilees, the Midrash, the Jewish writings of the Midrash, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, the Book of Enoch. All these people call them. These were noble spirits who had once lived on the earth, and because their civilizations were destroyed, they were given the option of becoming immortal beings, remaining and helping successive generations of men, or going on to another existence. And some, at least 10,000 of them, according to Hesiod, who lived at the time of Homer, he wrote about these four epochs of time that were prior to Adam and Eve. As a matter of fact, the great Orson Hyde, who was a theologian and a mathematician, a scientist, said in the 1840s, he said there were as many people on the earth at the time of coming of Adam and Eve as there were at the time of the flood of Noah. And that's really true.
Right.
And so there were people living here, and they had survived the former cataclysms. Plato says that these former epochs of time were destroyed because they had advanced themselves to the point where they began to violate the laws of the earth and of deity, and that they were extinguished at that point. However, remnants of these civilizations were given the option to be translated, or whatever you want to call it, to live in conjunction with the deity or the creators or the El or the Elohim, and to do their bidding back here on the earth. And so what we have is a group of these tremendous heroes who were once mortals on the earth, who have gone there and now walk amongst us. The Bible says that we have angels walking amongst us unrecognized.